The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Another study of U.S. troops is out, this one about drinking. It examines veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and compares their drinking habits before going to war to their drinking habits after coming home. The results after this. 7 years ago, the Defense Department launched the Millennium Study to study the health effects of war by following the lives of about 80,000 military personnel, including 11,000 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. On the issue of drinking, the study found that close to one quarter of the troops who reported no problems with binge drinking before deployment did have a drinking problem when they returned. Isabel Jacobson worked on the study.
Our findings showed that the individuals who deployed and reported combat exposures were at increased risk for newly reported alcohol behaviors.
And combat seemed to be the controlling factor.
We did not see the same findings in those deployed who did not report combat exposures, which led us to believe that it was the combat exposures rather than the deployment itself that led to this increased risk in alcohol use.
But the chance of developing an alcohol problem varied depending on the type of soldier who saw combat. It was significantly higher among members of the National Guard and Reserves, whereas among active members of the regular Army,
we were a bit surprised that we did not find active duty personnel who deployed and reported combat exposures at an increased risk for new onset alcohol problems.
The results are important because at times the Guard and Reserves made up close to half the troops fighting in Iraq. Being taken out of civilian life and sent into combat relatively unprepared and then trying to melt back into civilian life without adequate support seems to be a recipe for trouble. Many of you probably could have surmised that, but now it's on paper. It's official, which means there'll be help available next time. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 13th, 2008.